There was no dog shows. You know, you watch them walk around with their dog. They kick that dog out of the way. Get that dog something to eat before he dies. They were the lowest. A dog can't survive out in the wild. You can teach them a trick, but you can't teach them how to survive. With a lion, you can't hardly teach them a trick, but roar, they know how to survive. And so he's comparing these two ends of the spectrums. And he said, I'd rather be a live dog at the bottom than at the head and be dead. I'd rather be able to go bow wow than a lion that could roar and can't anymore. That kind of rhymed pretty good. All of these that kings that's come by, like we mentioned, that sing. And, you know, I can sing better than Elvis Presley this morning. Every one of you, I don't care if you just hum a tune, you can sing better than Elvis this morning. You see, I don't want to trade places with George Washington. Oh, he's great, and we read about him in history, the first president of the United States. It was wonderful. How many of you want to take his place? How many of you wish you were born 100 years ago? Let me see your hand. Then why are we complaining about where we live today? Can I really talk to you? Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you. Why are we complaining about what's going on today? Oh, I better go back to this side. Why do we complain? If you wanted all that stuff they had yesterday, you should have been born yesterday and be in your grave today. See, I'd rather be in the first church of the Frigidaire than in a red hot revival in 1910 and be cold in my grave. So what are you complaining about? You see, so many times we talk about the lion days of Pentecost. The lion days when the anointing would fall. The lion days when we stayed up till 1 o'clock in the morning. The lion days. Well, the sawdust was there. The mosquito. See, it's selective. You want to select what you want out of those lion days, but you don't really want all those days. Because how many of you would want to go back to 1915 and sawdust floors and tents? Nobody. But we want to select out of there these certain things and put them in today. But I'd rather be alive today and try to be converting all these people with holes all in them and tattoos all in them and smoking all kinds of stuff and all this kind of stuff than I had be the preacher for the camp meeting in 1915 and read about me and how I was a great preacher in 1915. I'd rather be preaching in Carlos, Louisiana than holding a worldwide revival in 1915. Hallelujah. Because I'd be dead in my grave. At least there's hope for me today because I'm alive. There is more hope with a living dog than a dead lion. So why do you want to drag up the roar of a dead lion and listen to it over and over? Roar, roar. Well, back then, let that lion sleep. My. God told Israel, I want to do something new, but you keep looking at the lion days of the Red Sea. You keep talking about how we took down Jordan. And I remember when Moses said, I can't do anything. Y'all still living in those days. And I want to do a new thing. But you can't. And too many times, we're not careful, we worship a shrine. You know what a shrine is? It's just old relics of the way it used to be. And they drug around the Ark of the Covenant. And what was in it? A shrine. Relics. The golden cup of manna, right? Aaron's rod that budded and the Ten Commandments. And God was wanting to do a new thing. And if you look, nothing new happened until they found a place to quit dragging this stuff around and worshiping it. And if we're not careful, we'll worship all the lion days of the past and never enjoy the promises of the future. Are you okay this morning? Brother Gidrose, if no one comes back into morning worship, it's my fault. But I'd rather live today with my little bow wow bark than to have roared in the past and be in my grave. I thank God for T.G. Haywood, isn't that his name? And my grandpa, Benny Baggett, they were great lions during the pioneer days of blazing the trail. Thank God for them, but Lord, I wouldn't trade places with any of them.
So why would I complain? Never mind. See, we talk about the roaring 20s. Anybody heard the term roaring 20s? Right, the roar, and you can go back and read how, boy, there's a revolution going on. What happened in 1929? The Great Depression. The Great Depression that rocked the world. So who wants to go back to the 20s? Only to be in line a little bit later getting flour so you could have biscuits for the night. You have to understand, you need to be content, Paul said, in whatever state you find yourself. This is the day God chose to put life and spirit into you. This is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number four, endureth all things. Endure is the ability to outlast it. Outlast the conflict and outlast the affliction, outlast the troubles. I can endure all things. Why? Because I have charity above all things. I've got to continue on. I may have went through this and I may have went through that, and this was a nasty situation, but I have got to endure it, because if I don't endure it, I will not finish my race. He that endureth, the Bible says, the same shall be saved. Somebody said something. Somebody did something. Just endure it. Just endure it. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell somebody this morning, you can make it. I said, you can make it. Love, if you'll get the love of Christ in your heart, you can make it through all things that comes your way. Now, I want to close with this. The Apostle Peter wrote concerning the Spirit, but the Apostle Peter put flesh and spirit together. And I like the way he wrote this. Now, you may want to, I better not look up. 3 John 1 and 2. Beloved are those who have already been chosen. They're in the beloved. Are you with me? These are always already the selected ones of Christ. He said, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. Prosper. Get ahead. Move forward. And be in health. Even as thy soul prospereth. My soul should prosper. And I, as a person, should prosper and be in health. Now, I'm here to tell all of you, if your health goes down because you don't take care of yourself, everything goes down. You hear me? Everything. My business goes down. My worship goes down. My finances goes down. Everything goes with your health. A man will spend all he's got to stay alive. His relationship with his wife goes down. His relationship with his children goes down. His relationship with his God goes down. Everything goes down. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. When your finances, see, it says, mayest prosper. Two things. That's prosper in this life, your finances. And so it's not like get rich. We're talking about just getting ahead. Prosper means to get ahead. And so he said, I wish that thou mayest prosper and be in health. If your finances goes down, you can't support the church. You can't support anything. And what happens is when you get in financial binds, you can't worship God freely. You can't give freely. He loves a cheerful giver. You can't even give. Are you understanding me this morning? This isn't shouting material here, but this is good stuff. Because you've got to remember, if your health and your finances goes down, guess what? It will drag your soul down. It will drag your spirituality down. Where's Brother So-and-so? Oh, he's in the hospital. Where's Brother So-and-so? Oh, he's in this. He's in that. He's going to get tested for this. He's going. And it's not that our bodies are as frail as it is. But if we don't take care of ourselves, is this okay this morning? If we don't take care of ourselves, then what happens? It'll drag you down. And when it drags you down, it drags everybody else down too. Hallelujah. Above all things, I wish that we would have fervent charity, he says, because charity can cover a multitude of sins. And this morning, we quote the scriptures, all things work together. All things work together for the good of those that love the Lord, are called according to his purpose. Another scripture says, all things are of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Got any dogs in the house this morning? Hallelujah. I'm glad to be a dog. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kick me, say what you want to, but I'm still here and I'm still alive. Glory to God. God bless you. Take your break. If you want to sign up for the Gaithers, don't forget. You got a few minutes to do that. We'll be back.